This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Italy. In the summer of tourism returning to Italy, despite the pandemic, maybe because the pandemic is now controlled in important ways with education and warning. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation is in Genoa. Lorenzo, the report from California is that Omicron BA2 or the other variants, the reports are climbing very quickly. Also, in conversation with London and with overseas, the Gulf, there are reports of Omicron everywhere, fully vaccinated people. What is this story in Italy as you welcome tourism in the springtime? Good day to you.
Good day, John, and good day to all the radio listeners, as always. Well, I can provide you with a very positive report about the pandemic in Italy. First of all, I think numbers speaks by themselves better than any comment that I can make. In terms of percentage, just comparing last week with the previous one, the number of new cases have been reduced by almost 30%, and the number of new positive cases has been reduced by 20%, and the number of people under intensive therapy by 25%. So that is a clear sign that pandemic is more than control, is also declining in terms of intensity. I can tell you that the largest majority of new cases are cases with the people having very, very light symptoms. I had also COVID 3 weeks ago, and practically my only symptom was a strong headache for a few hours, and that's it. So the situation is really very, very positive, but in the positive term, in the term of the virus.
Getting better. The reason I check on it is that the reporting now is various around the world. Travel is back, tourism is back, business is back. People are traveling to see each other. Flying on an airplane seems to be a risk factor for Omicron. We also have new reporting upon a disease not unlike chickenpox called monkeypox in various cities and places throughout Europe. I believe it's also in Italy. This is nowhere close to the COVID story. It does suggest to me that the reporting is now responsive in a way that it wasn't before the pandemic. When there is an outbreak of anything that looks to be community spread, the reporting is transparent immediately. Are you getting reporting of any monkeypox in Italy?
Oh, yes, absolutely. People are now very, very interested to understand what's going on with the monkeypox. We had two cases last week, and today there was a report of a new case, a third one, in a town nearby Florence. I can tell you that all these three cases are people, men, coming back from the Canary Islands, as the largest majority of cases discovered in Europe. So it seems that the source of this monkeypox comes from that area. The authority are, of course, following very carefully the evolution of the situation, and they are, of course, very busy in keeping the Italian comfortable that there is no risk for the time.
And that is a system that did not much exist before the pandemic, so we're educated now and responsive to it. There's another thing I want to be careful about, which is climate. And over these last weeks, we've talked about a heat wave coming to the Mediterranean basin and especially into southern Italy. How is your weather right now? Is it unusual?
It's unusual. In terms of temperature, I can tell you that is really unusual. Just to give you again another numerical measurement of such a heat wave. Last week, the average temperature of Milan, my town, was 6 centigrade degree, higher than the same average temperature, same period 1 year ago. 6 degrees is a lot. And we expect this week in the south of Italy, a peak of temperature close to 35 centigrade, And we expect also some perturbation coming from the Atlantic that should bring some fresh air starting from the very north and then going to the south with some rain. We need rain. May, springtime is the time of flowers, crops growing, and we are suffering a drought, particularly the north of Italy. And it's very, very unusual. Normally, this temperature, a temperature that we start to have end of June, in July, but never in May.
Italy is proposing four stages to end the war. This is Mario Draghi's government. And Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio is the one who has handed over the document to the UN. It's all very sensible. A ceasefire, negotiations on the status of Ukraine, bilateral agreements, and a multilateral agreement on peace and security in Europe. What is the reporting in Italy suggesting? That the war is getting worse, getting better? How do the news people report these matters?
Well, the crisis of Ukraine is the top headline of any TV program. And practically there is a sort of information that goes across all the day from the very early in the morning till late in the night with a lot of talk show over and above the TV reports of news. The Italian are, of course, very much in favor of peace. And there is now a strong political pressure, mainly driven by the Five Star Movement and Lega Lombarda, to stop the delivery of additional weapon to Ukraine. They believe that if we continue to deliver weapon, we will never talk about peace. So the government take the initiative to propose to the UN General Secretary an articulated plan that should allow to set up an international facilitation group to start talking about peace and be a sort of facilitator between the two parties. And the articulation, and the articulated plan includes also very interesting points that are, of course, a sort of sequence, starting from a ceasefire, demilitarization of the front line with the supervision of ONU troops, multilateral negotiation about the international status of Ukraine in the future, particularly neutrality, and then the bilateral agreement between Russia and Ukraine, including also how to define the autonomy of the Donbas region.
The Draghi government has been very helpful in understanding how to deal with the potential cutoff of Russian oil. He sought other energy sources and gas, other energy sources in Africa. I understand, however, that Italy and Germany have been given approval to go ahead and continue to buy Russian gas with rubles. Is that correct?
Is that correct? Yes. In any case, Mr. Draghi confirmed to the European Council that Italy intends to achieve in 24 months a full autonomy from any energy supply from Russia. Gas and oil. Of course, the critical point is gas. And we are working on this, particularly in accelerating the installation of new renewable sources over and above the new agreement with several countries in the Africa continent to get more gas, right, and reduce, of course, the dependency from Russia.
The Mario Draghi government is a leader in finding alternative resources in Africa. And now we see 24 months, very ambitious. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Genoa. It's springtime in Italy. What more needs to be said to make people happy? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.